We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This thing of ours, oh, this thing of ours, a fraternity.
Hi, we're back, Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. And as promised, he's one of our favorite guests. His name is Nick DiPaola. He covers shoe deals in the shoe industry for ESPN and Nice Kicks. He joins us now. Nick, what's good, man?
Hey, how's it going there? I like that intro music. That was good.
That's all our our producer, man. He's just he's got a very great musical taste, very exquisite. So you've been busy, huh?
This is the biggest time of the year for me, pretty much. This time and then the fall when all the existing players have shoe deals coming off, but for all the rookies heading into the draft, all the biggest players are signing their shoe deals basically this week.
Apparently, everybody's signing with Puma.
Pretty much. I mean, out the gate, they had three huge, big names in the first round, potentially the top two picks with DeAndre Ayton and Marvin Bagley III. And, they actually offered six guys a shoe deal at the top of the class. So they were really aggressive, and it's part of their big plan to get back into basketball.
Nick, now, I imagine you saw this coming. I'm gonna raise my hand. We were fools because we saw the news about Bagley, and here we're saying, oh, man, he's the only one out there, this is trouble.
We laughed.
Then you made the point. I mean, they've hired more. They've added Jay-Z now. How long had you known about this push? How long had you thought maybe it was on the horizon?
It's been in the works, probably a little over a year, year and a half,
okay.
Actually. They've been developing a basketball shoe behind the scenes that's going to launch in the fall. But, they had to have it ready in time for, guys like Marvin, guys like DeAndre to actually test out. So they met with all those guys in a private gym setting about a month ago. The guys all tested out the shoes. They really liked the comfort and the performance. Because if you don't have a shoe yet and you're offering a guy a deal, I think for a lot of, especially rookies,
right.
That's a real tough gamble to roll the dice on. So they knew they had to have the shoe ready in time. And then the Jay-Z component for sure is a huge piece of it that I think is going to allow them to do a lot of fun stuff.
Nick, I applaud them and I commend them for getting into this seriously, not just getting Marvin Bagley, but making a pitch to Trae Young, getting DeAndre Ayton, getting Jay-Z on board. So I commend them for the effort. Obviously, they look legitimate, but it's hard for me as somebody that is, I love basketball, I love playing basketball, I love buying basketball shoes. Like, it is just hard for me to convince myself to buy a pair of Puma basketball shoes. So sell me on this. Can Puma become, can they enter the stratosphere of Adidas, Nike, Under Armour? Can they grab any of that share?
Obviously the NBA game is really competitive, and, you basically have Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and within Nike, Jordan Brand as well.
Yep.
Nike has about 67% of the league wearing their shoes. Adidas has about 16.5%. So right there is a huge majority, and then Nike market share wise is over 90% rather. So I think knowing all the hurdles going into it, the thing for Puma that they're trying to do is not just make another performance basketball shoe. I don't think people are looking for that. They're going to really do a lot of things on the lifestyle side.
Right.
They've got a lot of music partnerships. Jay-Z we mentioned of course, but Big Sean, The Weeknd, Rihanna, and some others. And so, I think they're gonna come at it from a different angle. And in terms of the shoe, they're going to unveil the shoe tomorrow afternoon, actually, so everybody will get a look at it pretty soon here. I can basically tell you that it's a...
You've seen it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen it. So it's going to be a knit, kind of modernized version of the original Clyde is how I've been framing it in some of the stories. And, I think for a lot of people, the Clyde Frazier shoe from 1973 is one of those just timeless, easy-to-wear shoes. And so I'm curious to see the response tomorrow. And, they're going to have a ton of colorways and a ton of fun stuff they try to do with it.
Will they be, I guess, because if you're getting back into it again and you're clearly trying to separate yourself from the other three major brands. So How do they plan to do that? Are they just going to make the most affordable signature shoe on the market? Like, what's going to be their plan to break into this?
Yeah, I think that's a great thing to kind of specify. So it's not necessarily a signature shoe. You know, when they were pitching Trae Young, they also pitched Colin Sexton. In addition to the guys that they signed, you know, there was never a promise for a signature shoe. I think those guys are going to have to really earn it, you know, becoming an all-star and things like that. But for them, it's about, you know, having modern tech and really something that performs, but something that could definitely translate off the floor. You know, I think in the past couple years, you know, some of the brands, you know, Under Armour, Adidas, and even some of the Nike stuff has gotten really technical, really performance looking, and it's been, you know, not something people have been willing to wear off court. So I think that's the angle they're trying to come at, is something a little more versatile that's not just a straight hoop shoe.
We had a former college coach on yesterday. We were talking about this deal with Puma and what it would take to succeed. He was talking about the aspect of it he brought in was the grassroots level, and how he figured that some of these guys that they'll sign this year, obviously Aiden, those guys, you'll give them teams in their hometowns, and you attack the young kids from that angle, from the grassroots angle. Is that, you know, is you figure that's got to be part of the plan if you're trying to make a big push?
Well, that was the biggest element that really surprised people in terms of Bagley. You know, his dad has been his AAU coach for a while.
Yep.
Yeah, and it was, and the team was called the Phoenix Family, and then they actually changed the name to the Nike Family.
Yeah.
So you know, the Bagley family has been very close to the Nike folks for a long time, and you know, Nike was basically funding those teams in the summer, and you can look into that however you want, but you know, for Puma, that was definitely part of the pitch as well. You know, they're going to be working with his pops, Marvin II, and then also trying to build out kind of an AAU framework.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys caught, but Puma actually is also going to be making the uniforms for, you know, the TBT, the basketball tournament. That's kind of a fun, like, summer thing for old college guys to all get together and play in a tournament. So they're going to be going all out on this. And, you know, as we're seeing with their investment in the rookie class, and they're going to be super aggressive to sign guys this fall, too. You know, they're really dead set on making this work.
Yeah, I'm fascinated to see exactly how successful they are. We are, of course, talking to Nick DePaula, covers the shoe industry, the shoe game for ESPN and Nice Kick. Some other news that you reported today, Trae Young has signed with Adidas, a multi-year deal with Adidas. That feels to me like, you know, that's a gamble that a place like Adidas has to make, right? Because this guy in Trae Young, you know, he has star potential, and he could be the face of your brand, right?
And I think, you know, so many people make the comparison to Steph Curry, of course. It's really interesting. You know, Trae's agency actually represents Steph, and so there is a lot of familiarity there. And I think that was some of the talking points in terms of maybe it wouldn't be best for him to go to Under Armour and follow in Steph's footsteps. You know, I think for Trae, the chance to go to Adidas, and Puma was really, you know, aggressive in trying to sign him too, but the chance to go to Adidas really allows him to kind of create his own path, and he has a ton of potential just with his shooting ability, but also his playmaking for sure.
Do you have any idea, Nick, what kind of money Puma is spending? Obviously, I think the report was with Bagley, it surpassed Kevin Durant's Nike deal years ago. Do you have any idea what kind of money they are spending to get, you know, for example, a number one pick like DeAndre Ayton?
Yeah, I do. So, you know, I think the KD Association, just to be quite honest, was kind of overblown when it was first put out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I didn't really include that part into my story, and it wasn't, you know, just to be frank, it wasn't really true. You know, KD's deal was a 7-year deal for $60 million. Marvin's deal is about a 5-year deal for a little above $2 million a year. It's a big, you know, a big drop. I think the way it was phrased was the biggest rookie shoe deal since KD.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, Wiggins was 2.2, and John Wall was around 3.5. So, you know, in that range, but still, you know, well below. But yeah, they were offering guys, you know, $1.5 million to $2 million a year for 3 and 4 year deals, which is definitely you know, on the high end for rookies.
For sure. And then a couple more things before we let you go, Nick. I mean, we were talking about some of the prominent brands, and there was a time, and I know you remember this because this is, you know, up your alley. There was a time where we were asking the question, can Under Armour or will Under Armour surpass Nike? Because, you know, they were the hot young brand. They had, you know, plenty of guys like Steph. And it just feels like, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but it feels like they have taken a super backseat and they're just not as much of a player in 2018 as we thought they might be. Is that fair to say that they have sort of lost a little bit of their foothold in basketball?
Yeah, I think this year in particular they have been quiet. I mean, they were definitely interested in Trae Young and Michael Porter Jr. too. And I know Stephen was fans of both of those guys for sure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think the thing for them was they spent a lot last year in signing Dennis Smith Jr. and Josh Jackson, two guys they really like.
Yep.
And those guys are both, you know, just kind of dogs out there and just expressive and explosive players. And so, you know, I think their thing is they always have had a small roster, and mm-hmm. now that they like those two young guys, they want to start to build those two up instead of just starting to add more on. They would have loved to get, you know, Porter Jr. Or Trae for sure, but I'm super high on Dennis Smith Jr. I think he's just a real exciting guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then finally, you coming down to Memphis to rap with Penny anytime soon?
I hope so. I know he's the one that's busy. I would love to. you know, I know he's trying to make things happen, and it sounds like, I mean, we talked about it last, like overnight that recruiting class is starting to pick up.
Yep.
For next year, and you know, it's just been awesome to see how much he's been getting after it and the work ethic he's putting into it. I think everybody was expecting that, and it's been cool to see.
Well, and I think you made the point last time we had you on to become the one-cent school, and my information is that they are looking into that heavily.
How about
And if they can determine that there's no sort of, you know, advantage, right, or recruiting violation, I think that's going to happen. I think Memphis, at least basketball-wise, is going to be a one-cent school.
Yeah, and I think, you know, early on, whether it's Penny models in particular that guys are wearing or if it's just the 1 cent logo mm-hmm. on the current Hyperdunks, I mean, that's one of the coolest things ever. And of course, Penny's line is much loved. But, you know, it's such a rare thing for a guy to be coaching at not only his alma mater, but also that they're sponsored by the same brand. I think, you know, if you look at Patrick Ewing and some other coaches that have their own shoes, not everything always lines up in terms of the brand right. deals and stuff like that. And this is kind of one of those perfect storms that would be great if it happened.
Exactly. Nick, man, appreciate your time
great
and
stuff,
insight
man.
As always, man. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yes, sir.
He is Nick DePaula, covers the shoe game. Very fascinating, as always. Love getting those inside looks into the shoe game.
So that deal, not quite as lucrative.
Yeah, that was worded very poorly in uh-huh. the article, and I'm glad he mentioned that because it was confusing. It made it seem like Marvin's deal was bigger or as big as Kevin Durant's. It's not even close.
It wasn't close.
Yeah, I mean, 2.2 a year.
Biggest sense. He's getting two.
But even that is kind of surprising. That's the biggest since KD. I mean, my goodness. I'm actually currently hooping in some Penny 2s, and I
are
love
you?
Them. I love them. Absolutely. Now, these aren't the foams. These are the, you know, the Penny.
Yeah, I get it.
But I'm hooping in the Penny 2 Miami Heats. Love them. Okay. Good shoe. I mean, they hold up very well. Like, you'd think, like, it was such a, you know, an older shoe that it'd be bulky and heavy, and it looks like it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it feels great on the court. I can't do what Penny can do, though.
Are you just saying that because he's the coach in Memphis?
No. I mean, I wouldn't have the pennies if he
I'm
wasn't.
I'm kidding. They're obviously a very popular shoe. All players love them,
but
from what I hear.
I've got two pairs of pennies. I got the Penny 5 little pennies, and I got the Penny 2 Miami Heats.
You're so, I mean, so special.
You should buy a pair to wear to the Bluff.
I've got the old Dream Team pair, fool.
Well, whip them out on Thursday night for the draft party. Good luck. That's what everybody does. They bring
their
Penny
doll. They're a little dusty. I'm not like Bennett. I don't have them still in the box.
Now, you're saying Bennett got dusty shoes? He wears dusty shoes?
No, he keeps his stuff in the box so it doesn't get dusty.
Got you.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, back in a minute. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.